and if she was going to settle their hash, it would have to be while they were occupied with Mia's baby. Her precious chap. "It's coming, doctor," the nurse cried in nervous ecstasy. It was. Susanna's counting stopped as the worst pain yet rolled over her, over both of them, burying them. They screamed in tandem. Scather was commanding Mia to push now. Susanna closed her eyes and also bore down, for it was her baby, too, or had been. As she felt the pain flow out of her like water whirlpooling its way down a dark drain, she experienced the deepest sorrow she had ever known. For it was Mia the baby was flowing into. The last few lines of the living message Susanna's body had somehow been made to transmit. It was ending. Whatever happened next, this part was ending. And Susanna Dean let out a cry of mingled relief and regret. A cry that was itself like a song. And then, before the horror began, something so terrible she would remember each detail as if in the glare of a brilliant light until the day of her entry into the clearing, she felt a small, hot hand grip her wrist. Susanna turned her head, rolling the unpleasant weight of the helmet with it. She could hear herself gasping. Her eyes met Mia's. Mia opened her lips and spoke a single word. Susanna couldn't hear it over Scowther's roaring. He was bending now, peering between Mia's legs and holding the forceps up and against his brow. Yet she did hear it, and understood that Mia was trying to fulfill her promise. "I'd free you if chance allows," her kidnapper had said, and the word Susanna now heard in her mind and saw on the laboring woman's lips was "Chasset."
"Susanna, do you hear me?"
"I hear you very well," Susanna said.
"And you understand our compact?"
"Aye, I'll help you get away from these with your chap if I can, and—"
"Kill us if you can't,"
the voice finished fiercely.